I'm Keith Myers, and this is Libby in Focus, and today I am chatting with Molly Kieran, or many of you may know her as Molly Montana, the Lincoln County Coordinator for the Friends of Scotchman Peaks. How are you, Molly?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here today.
Hey, we are here to talk about, obviously, the Friends of Scotchman Peaks and what you guys have got going on. Just for our benefit, tell me a little bit about Friends of Scotchman Peaks, the Scotchman Peaks proposed wilderness area. What do we got going on?
Well, we've got about 88,000 acres of beautiful, fabulous, rugged country, up and down, not much straight country. It's a hiker's delight. We get a lot of hikers in the Scotchman's. It's rugged going, though. Don't take it easy, you know. And there's several different ways to come in. You can come in out of Sanders County, come in out of Lincoln County, come in out of the Ross Cedars. That's a nice little hike if you don't want to keep going and take the full day of it. We've got about 3,200 supporters, friends of the Scotchman Peaks, folks in our area that are very interested in maintaining this land as it is.
Now, Molly, wilderness area, that is always a contentious subject here in the West and in Montana at times, but I understand the Kootenai National Forest, we really don't have, percentage-wise, very much wilderness at all.
Well, in the Kootenai National Forest, we have the smallest amount of wilderness for any national forest in the state of Montana. We've got the beautiful cabinets, and wouldn't it be great to ride across the road, have the rest of the cabinets involved in this, in the Scotchman Peaks. You know, we're just here to let folks know that we'd love for this to happen. We're here to answer questions. Happy to give any kind of presentation available to any club in the area. Just take an active role in the community, different events, and we're going to be involved in the Festival of Trees this year, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of donating time. We have a lot of volunteers in Lincoln County, surprisingly, not just out of Idaho. We have a lot of people in Lincoln County. They're 100%. Behind the proposed wilderness for the Scotchman Peaks.
Now this, to me, Molly, it sounds mind-boggling trying to push something like this forward and get it to be a wilderness. Can you give us a Cliff Notes version of how this process works?
The only way you get wilderness designated in the United States of America is through a mandate from Congress, and that does not happen overnight. It's years and years. We have, as I said, it's volunteers. There are different wilderness organizations that get involved with us. We get donations from supporters. That's the only way we can do this. We have to rely on others and their love of the land to go forward, help us out, and get us before Congress. This is a long process and a lot of steps. We need support of the community first. Mm-hmm. Commissioners, senators, congressmen, everybody. We would like everyone to be behind us. And look, you know, there's not just, we talk about multiple use. There's all kinds of multiple use in the forests. There's motorized vehicle use. We got the snowmobiles, we got the four-wheelers, we got the two-wheelers, motorcycles. We got folks on dirt bikes, on mountain bikes as well, you know, self-propelled. And then we've got folks that walk in or go on horseback, and we've got plenty of trails for everyone. It would just be nice if we could have a designated 88,000 acres just for the folks who want to walk in and not hear anything other than the trees, listen to the birds, listen to the water, make it real simple.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I would love to be listening to the water right now, but unfortunately we cannot do that. And you mentioned something there, Molly, that I'm going to hit on again. You talked about motorized usage, and I looked on the website, the Scotchman Peaks website, and it mentions that there are going to be no roads actually closed if this were to become wilderness.
That's right. It's a tough, rugged place. What is existing will stay existing. Nothing gets shut down that's already existing. And trying to put roads in this country? Forget it. Forget it.
Well, I was thinking about that when you were talking about self-propelled mountain bikes, too. I was thinking, who the heck would try to ride a mountain bike up some of those hills?
some very studly guy or a gal.
Well, Molly, what sort of plans have you folks got for 2011 coming up?
Well, obviously, in Lincoln County, we're going to be up front and center in any activity going on, in events, and to share the information about the Scotchmans through presentations, organizations, answering questions that folks may have about how we become designated wilderness, why we'd like to become designated wilderness. And just work in that way. As I said, a lot of volunteers, a lot of help, both in Idaho and Montana, and they're two different animals, two different approaches in the two different states. So we work with our senators, our congressmen, and mostly with our local folks.
I noticed, again, on your website, like I said, there's a ton of good information in there, www.scotchmanpeaks.org, a list of supporters, endorsements you've got, the City of Thompson Falls, the Libby Rod and Gun Club, the Bull Lake Rod and Gun Club. It just goes on and on and on. You guys have got a lot of popular support here. Along with that, I've got to say, Molly, there must be, is there any adversity in the community, per se, to this project?
Well, for some reason, there always seems to be some adversity to wilderness, which I don't really get, especially on the Scotchmans, because this is the highest and best use for that piece of property, 88,000 acres of pretty treacherous land. You want to get with your maker, go out to the Scotchmans. You want to be alone for a little while, take a hike, get out there. Nothing will change in the Scotchmans. It will stay as it is. It's already a roadless area. It'll just remain as it is. And this is why I don't quite understand why there would be adversity to making this a wilderness. Maybe some old myths are still intact. But as far as any minerals or logging going on in that country, it just isn't going to happen. It doesn't make sense. Financially, it doesn't make sense. And we're needing to maintain habitat for ourselves and our sanity, as well as for the animals that dwell there. I mean, it's a great winter range for the mountain goat. We've got grizzlies there. We've got all kinds of animals in that country that need a home and need a place to live. And why there's opposition to that, I don't know, because this is a great hunting range. Lots of folks hunt in the Scotchmans. As I said, you got to be pretty stout. But there's a lot of hunting goes on in the Scotchmans, and you see we have endorsements from these organizations.
So let me stop you there for just a second, Molly, and get back to that hunting. Nothing will change in the hunting. That's the case?
Right. Nothing will change at all. It stays as it is. So why not designate a wilderness so it'll always be this way?
We've talked at length here about Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness, and I assume anybody within reason could become a Friend of Scotchman Peaks. How does one accomplish that feat?
Well, first of all, it doesn't cost a penny. Isn't that amazing?
Woo!
You can go to our website, www.scotchmanpeaks.org. We have newsletters that come out every quarter. You can get on a mailing list, or we can send them via email, whatever you prefer, give you all the data, let you updates on what's going on with the Scotchmans. It's quite simple. Go online. If you can't go online, hey, give me a call, 293-2934. I'll be talking to you soon.
Well, Molly, thank you so much for joining me. I have learned a lot, and it has been a real pleasure chatting with you. You have a great day.
And you do the same, and thanks for letting me chat about the wilderness.
And that was Molly Kieran, the Lincoln County Coordinator for the Friends of Scotchman Peaks. And if you are interested in being a Friend of the Scotchman Peaks, you can go to www.scotchmanpeaks.org. Or you can call Molly. She'd always be glad to chat with you about it. Very passionate lady about the Scotchman Peaks area. Give Molly a call, 293-2934. Just more good people doing good things right here in Lincoln County. I'm Keith Myers for 105.3.